What's up, folks? You've got it tuned to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia, which is situated on the unceded and ancestral territory of the Musqueam people. And we broadcast to the unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people in the city that we colloquially refer to as Vancouver. What you're hearing right now is a song by a group called Once a Tree. I left it on just because I really like this song. I actually got to interview these two folks a couple years ago for a show I produced called Phone Bill. Really cool folks. I think they reside in Ontario these days, but if you're curious about Once a Tree, look them up online. This video is really cool. It's like it's just one of the singer, the main singer, I think her name is Jaylee Wolf. And she's just like, she's got these angel wings on and she's just hanging out. I think it looks like she's in LA, I'm not sure. But it just has a really good vibe, really good spirit. So check it out, Once a Tree. Anywho, getting back to business. My name's Jasper and I'm here hanging out in studio with some newcomers to CITR, and we're doing a bit of training. I have Shruti, Daniel, and Brian here in studio. And this is kind of a new thing that we're doing here at CITR on Mondays at 3. It's a training time radio segment where we bring people into the studio to get comfortable broadcasting here at CITR. So welcome, friends. How is everybody doing today?
Good.
Doing good.
I know
good.
I kind of like asked that question to like everybody in the room, and it's like, how do we respond? Daniel.
Yes.
I've seen you in this room a number of times over the last few weeks, like hanging out with ICEA.
Yeah.
Doing the CITR chart show.
Yeah, I've been in the studio a few times now. It's been a lot of fun. I feel like I've gotten like less nervous each time. I feel like the first time I was just like shaking and I was like, oh, I don't know what I'm supposed to say and people are listening to me right now. And now it's like the favorite part of my week where I just like come into the studio and chat and listen to good music.
That's awesome. I totally relate to what you're saying. Like it does take some getting used to, like hopping on mic.
Yeah.
But it's so fun to just like hang out and share music. And I feel like I've seen you do the chart show like at least 3-4 times now.
Yeah, I guess since whenever the first Thursday of September was. I've been doing it like since then. So I guess it would have been like 3 or 4.
And what I'm hearing from ICEA that like there's more and more people coming in to do the chart show. And
yeah, so Brian was even
popped in.
Yeah,
Brian had a cameo. Oh,
yeah, last week James came in, and James is new as well. And then I'm hearing there's going to be another James, a different James, this coming week. I think Callum, who's also in CITR, has been on. So Shruti, you should come on.
You should do it.
Everyone just comes and goes. It's cool. Very fun.
Do you see, and this is a personal question, where I don't know how personal it is, do you see your own show in the future?
Yeah, I think one reason I joined CITR is because I want to do my own show. I feel like it'd be really fun. And I have, my roommate was like helping out with CITR in the summer, I believe. So we've kind of just been throwing some ideas together. And yeah, this is part of the getting there, I guess, doing the training.
Sweet.
So we can make the own show. Yeah.
Cool.
Thanks for asking.
I'm excited to hear about the show and to help you get it on air.
Thanks.
This is part of the training. So if you're listening at home and you're radio curious, head over to CITR.ca and there's a Get Involved tab, which you can click on, and it goes over, you know, all the ways that you can get involved. It's September, which I guess is October now.
Yeah.
So things have, you know, this time of year, there's a lot of flux here at the station, and we've just got our trainings back online. So it's the perfect time to start a radio show. Okay, why don't we throw to a song, and then we'll come back on mic and we'll chat a bit more. What have you curated for us today?
I have curated Sunshine by Steve Lacy and Fouché. I really like this song. I guess we'll talk about it after it plays.
But yeah, we'll chat after?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, here it is on CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh, You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, and the Sakhuya, Talitin, Homasquim, Astail.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
What's up? Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard Walgreen's song, Two Mouth Woman, from their great record, Bird Alien, which came out, I want to say like 2017, 2018. Check out Walgreen. They have a new record coming out this month as well, which I'm very excited for. Before that, we heard Steve Lacy. That was your pick, Daniel.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, tell us about Steve Lacy and why you picked that song.
I picked that song just because I feel like I've been a Steve Lacy fan since like high school. And this album that he dropped this summer was like his first album in an actual studio. Like usually you would just make songs like off of his iPhone, which was really cool. And then this song specifically, I feel like there's a few reasons. Like one, I feel like I listen to it when I'm on a run, like through Pacific Spirit Park, and it's just a very like euphoric feeling, and I feel like I have no responsibilities or commitments. And then in terms of the song itself, I feel like it's just really well written from like a musical and lyrical standpoint, and I love the little like guitar solo at the end that he kind of goes off into. And then I think the third reason is I'm in like a history of music course right now, and we had to choose a song that has like a blend of genres, and I feel like this is a cool blend of like more modern R&B but also a little bit of like Beatles-esque rock. I don't know how hot of a take that is, but I'm sticking by it. Yeah,
those are all very compelling reasons, especially the part about putting it on and not feeling like you have any responsibilities or anything. That sounds pretty blissful.
Yes.
Great tune, great video.
Amazing video.
Yeah, we were in studio watching the video just now. Do check it out if you enjoy YouTube and music videos, because it's a,
it's
a nice one. Yeah.
He's coming to Vancouver, I think, like month. Yeah, but it's like sold out. I'm very sad.
Well, but you know, when you start shows at CITR, it is possible to get like free tickets to shows and stuff.
I think I'll be asking you about that
after
the show.
Yeah, I mean, as long as, you know, if we try to, like, cover the show, we can probably get access.
Awesome.
Just putting that out there to everyone listening at home. There are perks to having a show at CITR. Thanks for the pick, Daniel.
Thank you for letting me play it and talk about Steve Lacy.
We're moving on to Shruthi's pick. Shruthi, how are you doing?
Pretty good.
Shruthi, you were saying you've been on the radio before.
Yeah. It's a little bit of a funny story. So my parents actually started a radio show when I was like 2 years old.
Really?
Yeah. So I used to do the ads that would state, oh, like this is the name of the radio show and like whatever when I was a kid.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Do you remember going in and like recording those bits of audio with your folks?
Vaguely. I think I was a little too young to really remember everything, but
I bet they're adorable, hey? that audio.
Yeah.
Do your folks still run do a radio show?
Unfortunately, no. Like I think after a decade or so, their responsibilities changed, and also
10 years is a long time. Yeah. Especially after you have kids.
It's
just keeping up with work and dinner and laundry. It's a lot when you have kids. Shruthi, you've picked something for us.
Yeah, so I picked Summer Girl by Haim.
Yeah. Tell me about your relationship with this song.
So I think I found it maybe like 2 years ago. I hadn't listened to too much Haim before I found this.
Yeah.
And now I think it's for me, like, I come from California. So it's a very, like, sunny place. It's always summertime. And coming to Vancouver, everyone told me, oh, it's going to be raining, like, always. But I think the past month or so, it's, like, barely rained at all. And I attribute that to, like, me bringing the drought from
you
California.
You brought the California drought with
hey,
you.
Hey, careful what you say.
But, well. Yeah.
The rain's coming, Shruti. So brace yourself. But you know what? It's okay. I grew up here, so I'm like really used to the rain, but I kind of like it. It's kind of moody and aligns with my interior moodiness.
It brings like a rhythm to your lifestyle.
Yeah. Kind of does. Yeah. This would be your first like fall winter here in Vancouver, Shruti?
Yeah.
What part of California did you come from?
San Francisco.
San Fran?
Yeah.
Cool. It's like uncool to call it San Fran, right?
I guess this
is what I've heard that, I used to call it Frisco, and then people would always tease me about calling it Frisco because they said that was uncool.
Yeah, I think most people from there just call it SF or something.
Yeah. Great city though.
Yeah. I'm from around the suburbs / like the East Bay, around Berkeley, Oakland.
Cool.
Like spent more time there than I have in the city itself.
Okay, yeah. Okay, well, here is a little piece of California. This is Summer Girl by Haim.
Shoulder, I need you to understand. These are the earthquake drills that we ran under the freeway overpass. The tears behind your dark sunglasses, the fears inside your heart's deepest gashes. Walk beside me. Thank you.
George Washington, played by...
Talk over it because it's kind of nice. Brian, what are we listening to right now?
We're listening to a song called Krusty by Papa M. And Papa M is the solo project of Slint's lead guitar player David Pajo.
Okay. Yeah. Man. I'm digging this like lo-fi vibe.
Yeah, I think it's like part of the American primitivist movement. Technically is like the genre that it's in, but
whoa. Tell me a little bit about that, because I don't know anything about that.
So that's like a grouping of like acoustic guitar players that are like widely inspired by blues. Okay. Anyway, they just do like simple acoustic ideas that are presented very clearly.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. That's kind of the ethos of it.
Yeah.
Great. Where can people find more Krusty M?
Yeah, so...
Krusty, right?
Well, Krusty's the song name.
Krusty's
Papa
the song
M's the band.
Papa M, yeah.
He actually just got on Spotify, which I was super excited about, and Spotify grouped his other solo project, Ariel M, with it. So there's like hours of Papa M and Ariel M that you can listen to just on Spotify. But for a long time, you had to get it on like cassettes or like illegally downloaded, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I love that. Bootlegs, cassettes only.
Yeah, right?
No,
the first time I heard this song was while watching a skate video called Photosynthesis.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite skater, Abe, was skating to it, and I was like, whoa, this is sweet. And then I found out that it was the main guitar player from Slint, and my band at the time was doing a bunch of Slint covers, and I was just like, I gotta love this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been very... impactful sense.
It sounds like you had a very organic discovery of Papa M.
Yeah, it was heat of the moment.
Yeah, yeah. Watching skate videos and then, you know, the Slint connection. Yeah, yeah. That's great.
Saying watching skate videos on air somehow feels embarrassing. But
It's cool. Skate videos have always been a really good, like, platform for music, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're just as much about the music as they are about skating. Snowboard video, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's totally. Really important element. So that's cool. I think are we getting lots of that background noise here on mic?
Oh, we cannot.
We left the door open here in Studio A at CITR, and we were getting, it sounds like some of our colleagues are having a fun time down the hall. In case you just joined us, welcome to the radio. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We're broadcasting here at UBC. My name is Jasper. I'm hanging out with Shruti, Brian, and Daniel, and we're doing a hangout training sesh. It's our new slot, Monday at 3 p.m. We're doing training time. Brian, you're going to be leading training time.
I will be leading training time. This is a true fact.
Yeah, so you'll be hearing lots more of Brian at this time slot. But anyone who wants to get involved can also come and join us. It's very easy. Head over to CITR.ca, find the Get Involved tab. And then you can be on the radio. Shruti, I didn't ask you this, but are you interested in maybe starting a show or joining a collective maybe?
Yeah, I'm thinking about joining a collective. And if I am like very passionate about something, maybe I will start my own show.
The collectives are a good way to get started.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's like, you can kind of get like a taste of the various roles that are involved in like doing a show. You can be on mic, you can be off mic. It's it's cool. Is there a collective you're particularly interested in?
News and sports were like the two that I was most interested in.
Yeah, I hear there are rumors flying around that the news collective is about to get resumed after a long, or not a long, but a summer hiatus.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, we're looking for someone to start or to like to kind of take the lead on the sports collective. So, Shruti, let me know if you want to lead the sports collective. we could do that if you wanted. I guess we're if we could maybe do one more song if anyone in the group has a song they want to throw to, but otherwise we'll probably sign off. And then we'll go do some paperwork because we got to do some paperwork. Don't worry for everyone listening at home. It's fun paperwork. It's just normal radio stuff. But does anyone have something off the top of their head? Daniel, I feel like you do. You got something.
In the vein of songs that make me feel like I have no responsibilities.
Yeah, that's a good a good theme.
I've also
am I
really
a show.
That should be a show.
Totally.
Maybe. Yeah. I've really been liking "Endlessly" by Omar Apollo.
What can you tell us about it?
It started out as an interlude on his album that he released this year, and then he put out a deluxe. And I guess his fans, including me, were like clamoring for a full version. So he like made a whole song out of this little like 30-second interlude that came out. I feel like the song is about I'd say the content is like a mix of like unrequited love, but also like, hey, the love is unrequited and that is okay. I'm gonna love me.
Acceptance.
So I feel like it's some self-acceptance vibes going on. Maybe I'm wrong. I haven't been listening to the lyrics that closely, but it's a good song.
No, I mean, it's your take on it. You get to have whatever take you want.
Thank you, Jasper. Yeah.
Okay, well, this is a good one to sign off on. So thank you for listening to CITR. Tune in next week for another edition of Training Time. And what's the chart show slot? That's Wednesdays?
The chart show slot is Thursdays at 3 p.m. I'm petitioning for it to be called Chartsomania, but I've been shot down several times. But if you could I'm lobbying for it to be called Chartsomania.
Chartsomania.
Yes.
I kind of love it, though.
I love it, too.
We'll talk to the rest of the music collective.
Yeah, I'm going over Icia's head a little bit here, but Chartsomania.
You know, CITR, if nothing else, CITR is democratic. So.
Good to know.
All right, here is Endlessly by Omar Apollo on CITR 101.9 FM. See you next week, folks.